January 19, God in human flesh, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. When we want a deep problem to study, let us fix our minds on the most marvelous thing that ever took place in earth or heaven, the incarnation of the Son of God. Christ alone was able to represent the deity. God himself must be revealed to humanity. In order to do this, our Savior clothed his divinity with humanity. He employed the human faculties, for only by adopting these could he be comprehended by humanity. Only humanity could reach humanity. He lived out the character of God through the human body, which God had prepared for him. Had Christ come in his divine form, humanity could not have endured the sight. The contrast would have been too painful, the glory too overwhelming. Humanity could not have endured the presence of one of the pure bright angels from glory. Therefore, Christ took not on him the nature of angels, but came in the likeness of men. Looking upon him, we behold the invisible God, who clothed his divinity with humanity, in order that through humanity he might shed forth a subdued and softened glory, so that our eyes might be enabled to rest upon him, and our souls not be extinguished by his undimmed splendor. We behold God through Christ, our Creator and Redeemer. It is our privilege to contemplate Jesus by faith and see him standing between humanity and the eternal throne. He is our advocate, presenting our prayers and offerings as spiritual sacrifices to God. Jesus is the great sinless propitiation, and through his merit, God and man may hold converse together. Christ has carried his humanity into eternity. He stands before God as the representative of our race. When we are clothed with the wedding garment of his righteousness, we become one with him. And he says of us, "They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Revelation 3:4. His saints will behold him in his glory, and no dimming veil between.